This podcast is brought to you by Art Margins, the online journal of East and Central European contemporary art. Download more podcasts and read interviews, articles, and reviews at www.artmargins.com.
So here we are at the Wiesbaden Go East Film Festival, and with me is Sergei Kaptyrev of the NIK Research Institute for Film Art in Moscow. Sergei, I wonder if you could talk to us a bit about the place of the film studio in Russian film history.
Yes, I would say that not exactly, but still, I would like to point out that studios, no matter how important they were for Russian history, were often neglected as entities. Maybe it's an overstatement, but I feel that American studios, for example, those that have the cover title of Hollywood, are much more have been much better researched than our studios, our Soviet studios, Russian studios, and studios in other Soviet republics as specific particular entities, especially not as institutions, but as some, source of a style, of a specific particular style. So I would say that it's time to get to this issue in earnest. Because no matter how many wonderful individuals worked at these studios, still, very often, they worked with the same people, second-tier people, so to say, electricians, cameramen, people who looked for locations. And of course, their experience was often crucial. So talking about a studio is talking about a collective with a history, and that is with a tradition. This is how I approach any studio, and specifically Lenfilm. Because in the history of Russian cinema, Soviet cinema, Lenfilm was kind of, after some time, became studio number two. Of course, Mosfilm, with its base in the capital of the Soviet Union and with its huge resources, it was established as a studio that would beat all studios of Europe and would compete with the Americans, easily compete with the Americans. Lenfilm had a more modest place, but not aesthetically. In spite of the fact that most of the resources were channeled to Moscow, or they were not even channeled, they were there, Lenfilm, with the help of a cluster of talented people and wonderful professionals on all levels, managed to create its own style and managed to produce not only top-notch films, but also a number of true masterpieces. The history of Lenfilm started before it became Lenfilm, that is 1934. Before that, already in the 1920s, a lot of people who were interested in cinema and who were mastering it, probably for the first time in their life, they contributed to the establishment of an aesthetic and cultural basis that would help to help Lenfilm to move through different periods of its history. I mean such people as Friedrich Ermler, Kosinsev and Trauberg, several other individuals. They worked with wonderful cinematographers such as Andrei Moskvin, for example, and of course wonderful music by Shostakovich was crucial, and many other composers. Gavril Popov was crucial to the creation of a Lenfilm style. I perfectly understand all the limitations of this general approach to style, but still I think we can talk about style if we talk about the tradition. And tradition was very important for Leningrad, St. Petersburg, Leningrad, in all departments, especially in the field of culture, and particularly in the field of cinema. A new art, which began to develop in St. Petersburg before the Bolshevik Revolution, and which was flourishing already in the 1920s and even had its so-called golden age in the mid-1930s, when several films produced by Lem Film were considered to be the best films made in the Soviet Union at that time.